Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday, and it's a great day to be out in your backyard. We're on the Michigan Talk Radio on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. All that talk about frying fish and turkey, I'm so hungry I can't stand it. Let's get out of this place.
Yeah, you know what? We need a beer with that. And aren't we going to go down to Marshall and maybe have a beer and a little bit of grilled food?
That's a good point. On April 14th, we're going to Dark Horse Smoke Off. And what it is, it's just and it's a barbecue festival all in one at a microbrewery. How perfect is that, right?
I can't get better than that.
Dark Horse is in Marshall, Michigan. Shasta tells me that's where she grew up. So we're going to find all kinds of phone numbers in the bathroom stuff probably. But anyway, their pro division, it's $150 to enter. There's still room for a couple teams. And it's a $1,500 purse, okay? But you got to register right now or you're going to lose out. It's capped at 25 entrants, and I think they're over half full already. And then the amateur division, it's cheap. It's like a $5 donation, $40 to get in or whatever. And you could win maybe $300-$400 if you think you got some grill skills. You're not a pro, but you want to be that guy that's out there banging it. Take your Weber kettle, whatever you got, right?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. If it heats and it cooks meat, you're in.
And then our great sponsor, Frankenmuth Brewery, is having a beer festival on July 21st, 2 days before my birthday, just to plug there. And it's going to be in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and they're going to have all sorts of microbrewers there, at least 25, and it's going to be the first ever. Frankenmuth means beer, right? That's the beer capital of Michigan. It's the oldest brewery in the state. It's like a 150-year-old brewery. Gorgeous place if you've never been there. This would be the excuse. They're going to have a beer festival. If you missed the Winter Beer Festival at Fifth Third Ballpark, do this one. It's going to be good.
Yeah, we had a ton of fun up there at that beer festival and met some great people. These guys down at Dark Horse are having us down and going to do our show from down there and let Marshall know what the Grilling Guys are all about. We're going to come down there and fire up in the backyard of Dark Horse.
Sounds great. And right now we want to talk with our special guest here in the studio this morning. Good morning. It's Bruce Meekoff from Garrett's Appliance.
Good morning.
And Garrett's is just a very old local West Michigan business that has been doing appliances and grills for maybe 60 years. And Bruce has only been there for half of that. You are kind of in charge of their grill area because you're always the guy that's out there doing everything with the grill. So you found this cabinet system that I just loved, and that's why I wanted you to talk about it a little bit.
As you know, a lot of people are spending a lot more time at home. And
yeah, it's at $4 a gallon gas or
exactly.
$4.50 or whatever it's going to be today. I mean, it changes every dang day, but it's a staycation, right?
That's right.
And we're turning our backyards into a place that we want to spend a lot of time.
Yeah, you're creating a retreat right in your backyard. And we have some cabinetry that you can basically create your own kitchen. You can build just a grill cart. It's Challenger cabinets, and it's aluminum cabinetry that is part of it is powder coat. And if you want just a grill cabinet, you can do that with drawers and doors, locks on the cabinets. They also have a little bar area.
You had me at bar. Okay, it has a bar area, so that means you can put like a kegerator in it, maybe?
Yeah, there's you can put under counter, you can put a kegerator. They have a sink base cabinet. It can be stationary or it can be on casters.
That's so cool.
So this is all component part stuff. I mean, if I come in and I was interested in turning a portion of my backyard into an outdoor kitchen, which, by the way, is one of the coolest things you could ever do in your backyard because you want to talk about a lot of different ways to have fun is all the equipment and things you can do to entertain back there. But what do I need to know in order to, when I come in, do I need to know the dimensions of my space? What kind of conversation are we going to have when we're talking about this?
Yeah, you want to know the dimensions. You kind of want to know what you're going to be doing in the backyard. Do you need an under counter refrigerator for outdoor? Do you need a sink? And, of course, what type of grill you want? Because these will hold a built-in grill, and it's custom-made for each manufacturer.
Oh, fantastic. So, or if I needed a new grill and I'm just doing the whole thing, you probably could help me out with one of those as well.
We have a few of those too, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So is this a new endeavor for you guys? You've been doing this a while, or what's going on there?
This is new. We just took on this line this year.
Fantastic. So if I wanted to do a cool kitchen in my backyard, and that could mean a lot of things. I recognize that. But if I wanted to put a little bit of refrigeration out there, maybe enough counter space where a few people could sit, and then an area to prepare some food, and a cabinet for my grill, is that a $50,000 deal? Or just, I realize we can't get too specific, but what's that look like?
Now, if you were doing an L-shaped kitchen with a grill and, sink base and even that bar area, probably in the $5,000-$6,000 area.
Very affordable.
Absolutely.
That was my point. Prices than I just saw at the national show with some of the stuff down there. Bruce showed me this when I was in a store a week ago, and I liked it immediately. To me, it looked like a very modern looking. The style of it didn't take you in one direction or another. It was just clean, almost a Scandinavian look. You know, you could do anything with it you want.
Yeah, the quality is incredible. The glides, the closures feel like high-end cabinetry. There's about 8 different colors, so there's different color combinations you can do. It's just a really nice piece of furniture and can really make your backyard patio.
And it'll keep the bugs out?
Absolutely. It is sealed, so there is a...
That's a big deal.
...weatherproofing on
it. Yep.
Dude, you can even... They've got one of these that's camo. If you want to turn your backyard, guys, you can take this up to the cabin, do whatever. It's powder coated. It can sit outside. It's not going to rust because it's aluminum.
Aluminum
right?
framing.
I mean,
yes.
This stuff is really cool stuff, and it's made in America. Can't beat it.
And you can see that at both Garrett stores?
You can, yes.
Okay, so you're on 29th Street and Ivan Rest on 28th Street.
Yes.
That's cool. Well, I sure appreciate you coming down and showing us that, and you can deliver mine next week.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Okay. You guys have been dallying with these different, not dallying, but you've been experimenting with different cabinets and stuff for quite some time, because when we had our show at your place last year, I bought a closeout you had of a stainless cabinet that you had. It was very cool. I never saw one like it. I use it all the time now. And you guys are constantly out there trying different things in the outdoor kitchen side and playing around and finding. You feel pretty good about this piece.
Yeah, I feel real good.
Mark.
We had a one that was it was like a stucco kind of built-in cabinet, and it just didn't hold up real well in the Michigan winters. And this has kind of proven itself and just real versatile and great quality and price.
Hey, Bruce, tell me, if I've just got an idea, do you have a designer on staff or somebody that could help walk me through this and help me put one of these together if I came into the store?
Absolutely.
Right.
You put it together, like I said, having the dimensions and what you want in there, we can help you out.
Great.
That's great. Garrett's Appliance, that's where you got to go and check out your outdoor islands, because that is a huge trend this year. Everybody is going into their, not everybody, but a lot. The focus of the national show, it was all outdoor kitchens, because us folks up north are finally getting it. I think you're right on the money, and I think that product's made in Indiana. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and we got some great built-in grills to go with it.
I know that.
From Tech. You know them?
I do.
And
I do.
DCS and
yeah.
Wolf to go with it. So.
All right. That's great.
Well, great. Coming up next, we've got our friend from Battle Creek, Tim Surprise, who's the proprietor down at Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek. If you've not been down there, you got to check this place out. This guy turns out some fantastic microbrewed beer, and we're going to match that up with some grilled food. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.